This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Did you see the viral pictures of a giraffe in the back of a pickup truck that went all over social media? Because I did. And I had the same thought that everybody else had. What am I looking at? And there's no way that this is a real picture. Especially because the picture was taken in Detroit.
Right. Like on the road.
Yeah. And thank God a local news team tracked down the person who had the truck and got to the bottom of this, because they had the same concerns that we did. Here's just a portion of the local news in Detroit covering the story.
Even people in the newsroom were saying, they're like, there's no way that's a real giraffe. That's so real. Clear it up. It's real.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah, it is real.
Now that we have cleared that up, just why?
We're going to get to that in a second. If you want to see the picture that we're talking about, text the word truck, T-R-U-C-K, T-R-U-C-K, to 916-909-1065.
Hold on. Before you keep playing that, for those people that can't text in, when we say truck, please understand, we mean an F-150.
Yeah. It's not.
Okay? This is not some sort of animal transport truck. This is your neighbor Dan's truck.
I mean, really, I've probably mounted us up from about every continent on Earth by now.
Darren Wayner is a taxidermist and big game hunter with Safari Partnerships in South Africa. The one in the Ford pickup died naturally at a zoo of old age, and Darren was commissioned to get him mounted to live on at an unnamed museum.
Oh, he's... Okay. Right. So as soon as you hear the explanation, you go, oh.
No, I'm not there yet.
No?
No.
So it was a giraffe that died of natural causes at a zoo.
I get that.
And he was commissioned as a taxidermist to preserve it for a museum.
Okay. The guy that is so good at taxiderming big game animals doesn't have some sort of closed bed, large transport vehicle. It's not even an F-150 long bed. I need people to know that. It's an F-150 that has like the short, stumpy bed. The neck and the head of the giraffe are hanging out of the back. So this idea of just like, oh, okay, I get it. No.
Well, that's, but okay, out of all the questions when you see a giraffe in the back of a truck in Detroit, there's only one question left. And that's a valid question. Did he not have something better to transport the dead giraffe?
Because surely this isn't the first time Dan has done this. If he's good enough to do a whole giraffe, think about that, a whole giraffe. That means he's done lots of other big game.
Right. You're saying he should have had a big game vehicle for
this? I'm saying, who knows what else he's been transporting around Detroit and people just didn't see it.
You used to own a truck.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a situation where you had to put something that maybe was a little bit precarious to put in the back of the truck or something that was maybe a little bit too big for the back of the truck, but you needed it moved from point A to point B?
I did.
Okay, so you understand Dan the taxidermy man. By the way, you can text in truck to see what we're talking about. 909-1065.
I don't understand it because I am not a professional mover.
Right.
Okay.
Well, neither is Dan.
Nope, but he is a professional taxidermist.
Well, that's usually the dead animal comes to him, I'd imagine.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know
but
how
the zoo couldn't get it there?
I've had one fish taxidermied in my life, okay? And we had to bring the fish to the taxidermist. They don't do, like, curbside pickup, you know?
This is getting shadier by the second.
Somebody texted and said, this is like The Hangover.
Yes, it is.
Where they had to shove Mike Tyson's tiger in the back of the car.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
If you want to see it, and you do, I mean, listen, it's sad. The giraffe is dead.
But it died of natural causes.
It did die of natural causes. It does not look like the giraffe was treated with much dignity after its death.
Certainly not.
Its head's just kind of leaning up against the thing. Now, granted, it's got a long neck. You know, what are you going to do?
I already told you what to do.
I know, but you can't have just a giraffe truck.
Go to Home Depot. Go to Enterprise.
A U-Haul.
Rent a truck.
Yeah, lay it on its side.
In that short bed.
No, that's what we're saying. Yeah, if you got a big U-Haul, right. You can lay it on its side.
Dan's not certified.
Something's going on. It's not certified.
Nope.
To preserve a dead giraffe.
Right.
You can see it. Text truck to 909-1065.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.